making sure that I get the most out of the year is thinking about those non-negotiables, those routines that I have, those habits, even if they're new, like how do I keep those habits going? So this doesn't become just a fad or just a season, but it's actually a habitual process to me stepping into the best version of myself. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. I am so excited to be back in what I call like in real time, so to speak. Over the last month, I have been launching my new program, the Brand Accelerator, which is now closed for enrollment. We will be opening up again next year, but now we are inside serving all of those new incredible students. And so in preparation of that launch, over the last several weeks, I have been airing little clips and really juicy tidbits of some of the brand strategy sessions that I did with a lot of people to really prep them for the enrollment of the Brand Accelerator. And those episodes are fire. If you have not listened to those, definitely go back and like soak those in because they really, I think, set the tone for what today's episode is all about. But I am so excited to be back and just really diving in, you and me talking about the good. And today we are talking about how to get the most out of the rest of the year. I wanted this to be the theme and topic for the day because I am actually in this mood myself. And I feel like if I do an episode about it, it really holds me accountable myself to make sure that I'm really kind of walking the talk, so to speak. And so I am going to be laying out to you today what my non-negotiables are, what my routines are, and really what my focus is to get the most out of the rest of the year. Now, I am recording this in the beginning of October. So technically, we have give or take about 90 days left in 2023. So how do we make the most of it? How do we make sure that we're focusing on the things that really move the needle and then just letting the things go that don't. So that is what today's episode is going to be about. And with that, let's get started. Okay, my friends, we are diving into some goodness today, and I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it. When I think about how to get the most out of the rest of the year, I really start with how far I've come from since the beginning of the year. So one of the first things that I like to do that I've been doing recently is really looking back at January until now. What has really worked and what hasn't? I actually make a list, and you can do this at home. I get a sheet of paper. I kind of like to be a pen to paper person when I do this. If you want to do it on your computer, you can. But I like to get a sheet of paper and I put a line down the middle. And then at the top, I create kind of two different columns, if you will. And the left side is what's worked and the right side is what's not worked. And the way that I really kind of define this for myself is that I start on the left side of what has worked, because I feel like if you start that way and you really stay in the affirmative, it keeps you more in that positive flow state, right? So I go through and I just think back about everything that I feel like has worked out so far this year. And this could be professional or personal or a mix of both. I just really think to, you know, throughout the different seasons, what has felt really good, what has felt expansive, what has lit me up, what has made me money, what has felt in alignment, what has felt purpose-driven, what has felt impactful. And I make a list of all of those things on the left side. Then on the right side, I think about what are the things that maybe haven't worked. And the way that I like to break this down is that I really think about what has felt heavy, what has felt restrictive, what has really felt like, you know, I'm kind of like drudging up this mountain, if you will, and there's no flow to it. What has felt even to some degree, just like, I don't want to say imposter, but that's kind of the word that's coming up, because I think that there's this idea of having imposter syndrome when you're just more afraid to step into what it is that you want versus like, I'm doing what I think works because I keep kind of comparing myself to other people and then it doesn't work because it's not really in alignment to me, which then makes me feel like an imposter. And I think that those are two different things. So I try to really have the awareness of that. Like, what maybe have I tested or what maybe have I tried to do and it just doesn't feel in flow. And then after I make a list of these two things, I then go to the next question for each column and I ask and I say why over every little thing that I itemized out. So for example, if I say, you know, this year what I felt really worked well was the one-to-one component, the one-to-one coaching component that I added this year for the first time ever in my mastermind. So I have a 6-month mastermind that launches at the beginning of every year. And in the past, I've never had a one-on-one coaching component to that. There's been a slew of other incredible things, but I've never given my mastermind members access to me at such such a high and intimate level. And I wanted to test that out this year just to see how it felt. And I actually really liked it. And the reason why I really liked it is because I felt like, first off, I got to build deeper relationships with the women that I was supporting, which only deepens the know, like, and trust. The second thing also too was their results. I really feel like the women that I got to have that one-to-one kind of coaching aspect with in the realm of our mastermind really did get so much more out of it. And I think that their results actually happened a lot faster than in past years when I haven't added that component, what I've seen. So that is just a specific example of like one thing that I felt really moved the needle. Now, when I look, and I'll do that for each one, like, why did it work? Why did it work? Why did it work? And then I'll look over on the right side. And if there's anything that I just felt was off, I'll dive into that and think like, why didn't it work? Why didn't it work? So an example that I've recently listed on my list of the stuff that I did not feel worked really well this year was honestly the strategy of my podcast. And that is something that I'm wanting to think more about deeper as we go into next year. Now, I've already put some of those wheels in motion. For example, I launched the YouTube channel this year that really complements all of the episode. So not only now do you have the opportunity to listen to the podcast episodes, but if you are someone who likes to watch episodes, if you are a YouTube user, you're now going to get to see the influencer podcast on that. And that has been working. It's been great to get it out there, but I know that there's still a lot of strategies that we could unlock to really make that bigger. And so that would be something that I would say, like, it's not working to the level that I want it to work at yet. And so I know, and I can pinpoint why. There needs to be more strategy. There needs to be more focus. There's just things that I know that I could strengthen and optimize to really make that feel like a leveraging opportunity. So hopefully that gives you some insight as to how I do it. Now, mind you, I want to say, like, I didn't sit here and say like, well, that didn't work because I tried it and it wasn't perfect. It's like, I did try something and it's not perfect. So how can I make it better? Because it's not about perfection. It's about progress. And that's really where I'm able to see, like, is the continued investment of my time, my money, my energy, my resources actually worth continuing to do this? And this list, if you will, really helps me kind of define that, because I get to start to really see some of the things of like, oh, wow, I've been spending a lot of time on this thing and it actually doesn't feel right. And it feels clunky and I actually can't see a way out to the other side of it. So maybe I do need to drop it and let it go. And then that space is actually going to give me more energy to now switch over to some of the things that may be working, but then I could actually optimize and make work better. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow, you need to scale, you need a marketing strategy, you need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
So that's how I do those. And it really allows me to set the tone not only for the rest of the year, but it sets me up on a good path and good plan for the year to come, for 2024. Because ideally, the way that I like to start every year is with a clear plan of action to follow, that I have done my due diligence of the previous year. I have gone through this process. I have really tried to get the most out of the rest of the year for the last 90 days that will set me up for success. So that's how I like to start that list. I highly recommend doing this for anyone who likes to kind of have homework, so to speak. And then I start to get really clear on what are the things that I can start to put in motion. So another example that I'll give you right now is something that I really want to make the most out of the rest of the year to really set me up for 2024 that is kind of more on that challenge column that I'm having is also the health of my email list. I am someone who learned very, very on the importance of an email list, why you need an email list, why everyone, I don't care what industry or niche that you're in, you need an email list. And it's something that I've taught on. It's something that I've coached on. It's something that, again, like in my mastermind, we talk a lot about this, about really making sure that you're using that channel, that email list channel, as a way to really grow and build your business. But it could always be healthier. And so the health of my email list is something else that I'm really going to be focusing on for the next 90 days to get the most out of the rest of this year. Where are ways that we can really optimize it? Where are ways that we can make it more intentional? Where are ways that we can really welcome in and get people excited to open the emails? Where are ways that we can, you know, not just use the email list as a sales channel, but really use it as more of an engagement and nurturing channel? And so what are some of the holes there that we can start to fill? So that's kind of another example of how I really like to use this process to set myself up for success, not only for the rest of the year, but really setting the tone for 2024 and what that's going to look like. The other thing that I like to really dive into is that I'll be forward thinking a little bit on what am I going to need in 2024? Like, what do I need to start maybe saving for or planning for or investing for? So when 2024 rolls around, because it's not that far, I'm going to be primed and ready to go. So one of the areas that I also kind of think about when I'm looking in this is when it comes to coaching and support. Is there any kind of education or curriculum or coaching that I need to be primed and ready for 2024? What may be missing in my business model right now, or what may need to be strengthened that curriculum or a coach or a new modality could really support me in? And, you know, that is kind of really how I set the tone at the beginning of the year. I knew that I was ready to create a new online course and really put a lot of intention behind it. That's why it took me, you know, so long behind the scenes to get, for example, the Brand Accelerator created. I did a whole beta launch of it before I took it to market publicly, you know, really being intentional about that. So when I think about 2024, for me as a leader, another area that I want to strengthen is the mastermind. This year, the mastermind was so successful. I had a great time the first 6 months of the year supporting these incredible women. And I always just think about how can I level up that support? How can I make it even bigger and even better next year? And so there's some other things that I'm putting in place. I know that I just mentioned previously that I offer one-on-one coaching as kind of like this addition to the mastermind if someone wants it. It's not required, but if you want to do it, it's now available. And then the other thing that I figured out that I really, really love is that in real life, that in-person opportunity to really get together. And so that's something else that I actually did not incorporate this year because I wanted to see what it kind of felt like to not have that in-person experience and if it really did make an impact and if it did really make a change in the flow. And I think that it did. I really think that having that in-person component, that giving my mastermind members the opportunity to come together in real life with me and with each other to really dive in is essential for growth and essential for their entire experience. So again, that is something else that I'm going to be offering for our mastermind in 2024. And I know in order to get the most out of the rest of this year, I need to start kind of planning and putting those wheels in motion. Now, if you are someone who is interested in a mastermind in 2024, I currently do have a waitlist open for mine. We're not open yet. I think we're going to open that up in November. So if you're interested in learning more about my mastermind, you can just go to juliesolomon.net/visibility. You can put your name on the wait list. And then once we open applications, you'll get all the information for that. But it's really about kind of focusing in on those things. The other thing that I do to get the most out of the rest of the year is what I call kind of like data mining. And it's not necessarily like looking at my stats. And I mean, it is part of that, but that's not the only thing that it includes. I also go back to my copy, my messaging, my marketing, what really hit, what didn't hit, what moved the needle, what could be changed, what have I learned since the beginning of the year that I could implement now to really make the next 90 days a success. You know, maybe I started with a form of content or messaging at the beginning of the year that has evolved. And maybe there were certain things that I was doing at the beginning of the year that wasn't hitting. And if I'm still using some of those things, but I have new information now, how can I really push that out of the way and bring in what is really working for me? So the other thing that I will do is I will look at all of my, you know, landing pages, my website copy, my sales page copy, really kind of, again, doing everything that I need to do to get the most out of the rest of the year, but also set me up for 2024. And I think that that is really the goal with everything that I'm sharing with you today. It's about that bigger picture. It's not just about like, what's the quick fix, like win that I can get for the next 90 days. And that's all I'm focusing on. It's like, how am I actually using the next 90 days to make sure that January is a massive success, that I feel confident, that I feel ready, that I feel prepared to really step into this new year with the clarity and the results that I say that I want. And so I really use the last 90 days of the year to kind of do some of that non-sexy, behind the scenes, deeper work that really does set the tone and the foundation for everything else. So I will go back and I will also look at my reels for the year. And I'll just use the reels as an example. And I'll go through the list and I'll say, okay, what were my top performing reels? What were my lowest performing reels? And I'll start to do a little bit of a self audit. I'll go through the top performing reels. Maybe I'll pick the top five and I'll say, okay, so like, what makes me think, like, as someone just viewing this reel now, like, why did this reel do well? What does it say? What are the captions? What are the visuals? What's the song that maybe was used? What am I saying in the caption? What is the call to action? And then I'll do the same thing with the lowest performing reels. You know, like, what did I say? What did I not say? What visuals were used? What song was used? Was a song used? What was the caption? What day was it? You know, did I put it out? You know, maybe that has something to do with it, but I'll kind of use this as like a baseline to really figure out, okay, so for the next 90 days, based on this data, based on this information, what are pieces of content that I could create to really set the tone and to kick me off on a high for 2024. And I love doing that. I love doing self audits of my own content because I feel like I get the most information from that than I ever would, obviously, guesstimating or even just being like, okay, well, I'll just create more and more and more and more and see what sticks and see what sticks. But if you're not really going back and analyzing what is sticking and what is not sticking, how is it going to serve you? So that is another big thing that you can do to get the most out of the rest of the year. The other thing that I really do and I look at is I go back to what my daily non-negotiables are, what my current routine may look like. Is there a routine in place? And I'll look back to the year to say, okay, what has really set the tone for me in a different way? So for example, this year, something that has been new in my life, at least new since the last probably 3 to 4 years, is my journey through health and really kind of getting more tapped in and in tune with my body than I have been in the last previous years. So to backtrack a little bit, I had my daughter, Lily Jo, July of 2020. My family and I also moved from Los Angeles to Nashville, June of 2019. So I had a big move across the country. Then I got pregnant the end of 2019. Then I had her in the summer of 2020. And then of course, COVID hit in 2020. The other thing that happened in the midst of all of that was I got my book deal and I had to write my manuscript. And then I had to market the book and get the book out there. And so the last few years has just been a lot on me personally. I've had to really show up for my family in a different way. It was just a different season of life with my work and with the factors of all of those things. And so the last 3 years, I would say that when it comes to working out, moving my body, trying to be healthy, that kind of took a little bit of a back burner. And something that I really have learned is just to go easy on myself and really honor the seasons that I'm in, because it's not going to support me at all if I just sit here and tell myself that I'm a fat, gross slob every day if I'm not going to the gym. Like if I'm just in a season of my life where I have a small baby at home, I've got a book that I'm writing, I just moved across the country, I'm trying to get settled into this new house, I'm just going to learn how to go easier on myself. Now, with that said, I know that I can't get complacent. I know that that can't be the quote unquote excuse for the next 10 years. Like, I'll give myself a little bit of a break for a little while, but I knew at the beginning of this year, Lily Jo was getting older. Our son's in school full time. She's starting to go to a school. We've gotten settled in her house. I've launched the book. That huge, amazing thing is kind of now off my day-to-day plate. So now I have more space. And how am I really using this to show up as my best self? How am I really using this for self-care? And so I decided at the end of last year and really the beginning of this year to start on a new health journey. I started working with a dietitian. I started to really go deep with my hormones because I had a lot of hormone imbalances after having her, which caused a slew of just, you know, fatigue issues, a lot of different things. And so I started to just little by little go through this journey. And then in the spring, I started to work out again. And I am telling you that that changing my relationship with my body and really making going to Pilates 3 days a week a non-negotiable for me in this season has been huge for me, and really honoring that. It's helped with my anxiety. It's helped with my brain fog, my clarity. It's helped balance my hormones. It's created a routine that I really, that really holds me accountable, that I really want to show up for. And I am someone who, like, I've never loved to work out. I know I've said that on this podcast before. I hate working out. I'm not one of those people that's like, I love to run marathons. I love to weight train. I hate going to the gym. Like, the thought of going to a gym grosses me out. I hate running. I was never a sporty person when I was younger in high school. Like, I'm just, it's not been my thing. My thing is, like, I'll sit here and, like, eat Oreos while you guys do that. Have fun. And so it really has to be intentional for me. Like, this is not something that comes natural to me. So I have had to make it a habit in order for it to feel more natural. And that has been a game changer for me. And so I know that in order for me to get the most out of the rest of the year, I have to stick to this habit of really allowing myself to have 45 minutes, 3 days a week, where I am moving my body, where I am breathing through my body, where I am getting in tune with my body, where I am toning my body, where I am really lifting up the way that I feel, my energy levels, my brain power, all of those things. And so I'm really grateful about the intention that I put at the beginning of the year and then being able to stick with it. So to me, that is also about, like, making sure that I get the most out of the year is thinking about those non-negotiables, those routines that I have, those habits, even if they're new, like, how do I keep those habits going? So this doesn't become just a fad or just a season, but it's actually a habitual process to me stepping into the best version of myself, to the best leader that I can be, to the best entrepreneur that I can be, to the best mom, wife, all of those things. And so that has been huge. And so there you have it, my friends. I hope that this episode was insightful, and I hope that it is applicable for you. It's really not that hard to take about 45 minutes out of your day to just make that list, see what's working well, see what feels restrictive or clunky, and figure out why. And then from there, you can start asking yourself, like, where do I really want to focus my time and my attention over the next 90 days to make sure I'm getting the most out of the rest of the year, when that includes mind, body, spirit, business, life, all of the things. So if you end up doing this exercise, just screenshot today's episode and tag me and let me know that you're doing it. I would love to hear what process comes out to you, whether that's you going through your reels, that tip that I gave you, whether it's making this list, whether it's creating a new habit for self-care for yourself so you can really step up and step into all of the things that you're saying that you want. And most importantly, to really make sure that we're setting the tone and setting ourselves up for the kind of success that we want to see in 2024. All right, my friends, I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your week. I cannot wait for you to hear all of the new episodes that we have dropping between now and the end of the year. We've got some great guests coming on and just some really valuable content to continue to support you. With that, I will see you next week, same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.